The patient we interviewed for this program was premenopausal at first diagnosis, and because her tumor was estrogen receptor positive, adjuvant endocrine therapy is standard. In premenopausal patients, the usual treatment is tamoxifen, while in postmenopausal patients, the most common therapy is an aromatase inhibitor. This patient chose to receive an unproven therapy that is currently being evaluated in clinical trials, the use of ovarian suppression or removal of the ovaries to create a postmenopausal hormonal state, and then the addition of an aromatase inhibitor. Dr. Miller commented on adjuvant hormonal therapy.
Hormonal therapy, my patients tell me we really should call anti-hormone therapy because it confuses people. They often think we're talking about giving them estrogen and they've already heard that they don't want that. But it's a shorthand way of talking about therapies that work by somehow interfering or blocking the function of estrogen. And that can be one of the most effective ways to treat tumors that are sensitive to estrogen or use estrogen to support their growth. And there are a couple of different ways that you can do that. For about 20 or 30 years, the only option or the only way that that was commonly done was with tamoxifen, which works by blocking the effects of estrogen in the body. It doesn't stop the body from making estrogen, but it's sort of like putting up an umbrella so that you don't get wet in the rain. It's still raining, but you stay relatively dry and you don't get the effects. There are some other options for postmenopausal women now who have much lower estrogen levels. In postmenopausal women, most of the estrogen that we have comes from the conversion of other hormones that our adrenal glands make to estrogen. And that happens in the liver, it happens in the muscle and in our fat tissue. It actually can happen inside some hormone-sensitive breast cancer cells. And that conversion is done by an enzyme called aromatase. So there are drugs that work by blocking that enzyme called the aromatase inhibitors, and they further lower estrogen levels in postmenopausal women. Now, since the ovaries don't use aromatase to make estrogen, those drugs really are not effective in premenopausal women, but those drugs are now another option for adjuvant hormone therapy in postmenopausal women. Those drugs have been directly compared to tamoxifen in the adjuvant setting in a couple of different strategies, either as the initial therapy directly compared to tamoxifen, or in strategies where women might take tamoxifen for 2 or 3 years, then switch to an aromatase inhibitor, or women who've been on tamoxifen for a longer period of time, 4 to 5 years, and then switch to an aromatase inhibitor. And all of those studies have found lower rates of recurrence in women who were treated with an aromatase inhibitor who were postmenopausal compared to just getting treated with tamoxifen. For the women up front, it becomes a much longer discussion than it used to be. It used to be talking to women about chemotherapy took a long time and the hormone therapy part was easy. Now, if anything, talking to them about hormone therapy takes longer than discussions about chemotherapy. I think women still need to hear about tamoxifen and hear that there are two options. None of those trials at this point had found an overall survival benefit. There are differences in their side effect profile. And whether one is more or better tolerated is quite individual and different from patient to patient. So I still think it's perfectly reasonable and that women should hear that we have a couple of options for hormone therapy. This is what we know about tamoxifen. This is what we know about the aromatase inhibitors. Their side effects are different. And I probably still have about 20% of my postmenopausal women who've heard sometimes issues of cost, because there's a huge differential in cost of those two for women who have to pay out of pocket. Tamoxifen is still a very reasonable option for those women, especially to start with.
When you start an aromatase inhibitor up front in those 80%, which one do you use?
They all get anastrozole. I should say all with very few exceptions. I mean, that until just very recently is the only one we had upfront data with. We now have upfront data with letrozole. I honestly suspect that the differences between the three are major biochemical differences, but I'm not at all convinced that that translates into clinical differences. But we don't have direct comparison data yet. So I tend to stick fairly close to this is the one that was studied in the setting that is closest to your setting. So if we're going to do this, we should use this one.